You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This year really starts in Hilchos Muktzah and then spreads quite wide to discuss other issues that are not Muktzah, and then because of those other issues, it comes back to talk about Hilchos Muktzah again for a different reason, as you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. The next Se'if in Shulchan Aruch that we're about to learn talks about hangers. A hanger. In the olden days, they didn't always have a hanger that you buy, five hangers for $3. They sometimes just used a piece of wood. And therefore, if you just use a piece of wood as a hanger, a little twig to lay your clothing on or to hang your shirt from, so is that a kli? Is it not a kli? Is it considered muktzah? Is it not considered muktzah? The fact that you hung your shirt and make it into a kli. So from there, we're going to discuss what's going to be the halacha if the clothing is wet, because that's oftentimes when you want to hang something on Shabbos in the olden days. If it's regular, if it's dry, you're going to shlump it. If it's wet, you want to hang it. Oh, but if it's wet, are the clothing muktzah? And that's going to end up bringing us back to the halachas of wet clothing on Shabbos, which is going to bring us to the halachas of clothing in a dryer on Shabbos. And let us begin with a sugya, a one-line sugya in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. In the Sefer Shabbos, you have some of these sugyas that the entire sugya from beginning to end are really one line. I mean, they're part of a big sugya of muktzah, but as the Gemara presents itself, it's just the one line from beginning to end. That's the entire all there is in Shas that you need to see. Zok the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Amud Beis, source number one. Amar Chista, Hai Kit Chista. This kitnisa, mishalfo lidida mikanya shari. I assume kitnisa is a ketones, like a shirt. To take the shirt from the kanya, from the stick, that's mutter. Kanya mimena, but to remove the stick from inside that, that's inside the shirt, and take the stick outside, take the stick out of the shirt, that's going to be aser. Says Rashi, "Meshapel adidamikan kisheshotchin osal lenagva." When you spread it out to dry, it tochben konami beisyad lebeisyad. You insert a stick from sleeve to sleeve, which is exactly what we do. That's a hanger, right? This is exactly a hanger. Ukshenotla b'Shabbos yishpalenu min hakone v'lo hakone mimena. The way you should remove it is take the shirt off the stick, and not vice versa. Don't take the stick out of the shirt. Take the shirt off the stick. Why? Because a stick is a stick. And a stick, being a stick, is muktzah. Dolach hazel till too late. It's not mutzah. It's not a roi to be moved. It's muktzah. Because what do you do with sticks? What are sticks for? Dolach hasakakai. Sticks are used for firewood. That's not a Shabbos stick thing. And therefore, you have to take the shirt off the stick and not the stick out of the shirt. So what you see from this is if you use the stick, again, we'll talk about a hanger in the next two words of the Gemara, but if you use the stick, the fact that you hung a shirt on a stick did not give it a din kli. And it remains a stick that's only lahasaka, that's just nothing more for, wow, this is real dedication. Rabbo said these two gentlemen left the bris and didn't eat at a bris.
Fuck yeah, man, I thought you were still there.
And then missed the bris meal so they could come to the Shia Shrechem. Wow.
Okay, that's a mix.
So, the halacha is, apparently you see that just because you inserted a stick into a shirt, that doesn't make it a kli, it's still a stick, and it's still muktzah, and therefore you have to take the shirt off the stick. However, it concludes the Gemara Marava. The in kli kivaihu, never heard of that word, mutter, says Rashi, what's a kli kivai? Is it Rashi? In kli kivaihi, kana shel orgim, it's a weaver's stick. The Torah's kli alav, then shari. So, I don't know what a weaver's stick is, but I assume it's something like either a mannequin or a hanger. Basically a hanger. So if you have a hanger, then, of course, hangers are not muktzah. So they have a din kli, they have a specified use, they're designated, and they have a certain shape they're shaped for a specific use, and they are designated for use, so that's a kli. And therefore, you will be allowed to take the hanger outside of the shirt, as we always do. You could either remove the shirt from the hanger or the hanger from the shirt, either one. But if you use the stick, the stick would remain aser. Now, That was the Gemara's background for what we're up to. We're up to Sif Tes Zayin, which is Siman Shem Ches Sif Tes Zayin. This is what we're up to. Baruch Hashem, we're moving along. We're already a third of the way through the Sif, and it's only 25 Shiurim. So another year and a half, we'll be done with this Siman, and then another, we only have another 400 Simanim to go. I'll finish our time.
This rate will...
Again, I tell you, this year is the Chus Arichas Yaman. Chaluk, you have a shirt, Shekavsu Oso, that you laundered it. The Taku about Konali Avsho, and the Shulchan Aruch says you inserted a stick to dry it out. Yachol lishomto, you could remove the shirt, you could pull off the shirt, me'al hakana, from the stick. Aval lo likach hakana mitachal, but you can't remove the stick from within it, that's going to be aser. Also, if you shein or kli, it doesn't have a din kli, and it's going to be mufsa. The fact that you hung the shirt on a stick doesn't make that stick into a hanger, the stick is still a stick, it's still mufsa, machmas kufo, and therefore, it's mufsa machmas kufa, right? A stick would probably be mufsa machmas kufa, and therefore, even if it's in your way, you still can't move it. Okay, let's think about that for a second. Vim Tafo continues the Shulchan Aruch in the next line. Vim Tafo bo kli, however, if you insert a hanger into your shirt, mutzal itlo mitocha filu malachtul is, even if the kli that you put in wasn't the hanger, it was a blow dryer. Right? You didn't have a hanger, you hung your shirt on a blow dryer. Blow dryer is a kli shel malachtul is, sir. You'd still be allowed to move not only the shirt off the blow dryer, but the blow dryer from inside the shirt, because the blow dryer is only a klisha malachtul iser, and it's in your way. You have to get it. I want to put my body inside the shirt, and there's a blow dryer there. I have to get the blow dryer out of my shirt, so I can pull the blow dryer out. And
I'm Mr. Ben, because I came late, but if you use the stick for your shirt to do it in a certain way to dry out, isn't that making that?
Does that make it so clean? That's a good question. Apparently, the Gemara holds not like you. That's the first line of the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara says that if you hang it on a stick, that will not make it into a kli. But if you insert a kli into the shirt, what we call a hanger, that would be okay. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that just because you inserted a stick, perhaps the reason is that in order to turn something into a kli, using it once for one thing doesn't change it. In order to make a kli, you need hazmana, perhaps la'olam. If you would say, this stick is no longer a stick, it's now my hanger forevermore. Maybe that would be enough. Maybe that would be enough. Maybe you didn't even have to do a ma'isa. You have a pet rock. You have a pet rock? What turns a rock into a pet rock? What turns a rock into a what's it called?
Like a rock. It didn't do much.
So if you buy it from a store as a pet rock.
So if you designate this rock as my pet rock, or this rock is my...
this is the rock that sells cars.
Right. If you're right. So if you're Mazman, this Erev Shabbos, this is my rock to my Shabbos rock. So you're Mazman and Erev Shabbos. You're Mazman and Erev Shabbos. And you designated La'olam Va that this is the rock that you're going to use. Tell me if you know anyone who does that. Then it's no longer going to be, then maybe it'll be Miyuchad La'olam Va, and that's the way you miyachad a rock or a stick. Excellent question. So that I think we mentioned about 3 months ago, that if you have a klisha malachtel iser and you have a klisha malachtel hetzer, you could easily use that. Yes, you should use the klisha. Yes, I think if you have an option to avoid using moving a klisha malachtel iser easily enough and it's not out of your way, then it is better to yes, if you have an option to just easily slip off the shirt from the blow dryer, it's probably better. But if it will be inconvenient, then you can. Yes, I believe that's the case. We had it like Agav a few months ago. Now, this that we've been speaking about is talking about the difference between the stick or the blow or a hanger or a blow dryer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, which is number 3, top of a Bokana. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring us into a new world, and that's going to be, forget about the hanger, the stick, or removing it. What about the clothing themselves that are wet or that are saturated with water? Yesterday we had a speaker here at 5:45 who had to walk all the way from Herrick to speak here to the women from Tea and Torah. And I looked out the window at about 5:35, and it's a 15-minute walk from Herrick. So at 5:35, if you remember, there was a 10-minute marvel exactly while he was walking. So when he got to shul and his clothes were completely saturated, so if he had a change of clothes, he'd be able to, switch out to something else. Would those clothes, would that jacket be muktzah? or not. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Number three. Tafel v'kana. When did you stick in this stick before into these clothes that we're handling? Hainu me'er Shabbos. The Gam says the Mishnah Berurah. It must be that Myri we're dealing with shenisiyabish k'tasmi ba'od yom. It had to have dried a little bit on Friday while it was still afternoon. Dimhaya, if it was completely saturated, dimhaya tofea, if it was moist, amenas lahatpiach, so much so that it could even make something else moist, which is what we call fully saturated. Bevein hashmashos, osur letaltel hacholok. Look at the next two words, kol hashabbos. If on Friday afternoon you have a beged, that's entire a bathing suit, correct? You have a bathing suit, or something fell into the water on Friday afternoon when Shabbos comes in, it's completely saturated. It's muktzah, even though it dries by Saturday morning, it's completely dry. The migud is ketzayi leben hashmasha is right, but what's interesting here is that it's a pair of pants. It's a sock. You're walking in your bare feet, and by mistake, you walked into a puddle. You're wearing shoes or slippers, and you walked into a puddle. Your socks are saturated. They're good Shabbos socks. Okay, you'll change them for Friday night. But Shabbos morning, they're totally dry. They're mamish muktzah. They're muktzah what kind of muktzah are they going to be? What kind of muktzah are they going to be?
I don't know.
Is it going to be malachal iser, or is it going to be like eitz and vavanim? Why is it going to be like eitz and vavanim? What makes you not be able to use them? The fact that they're wet, or the fact that it's usser to handle wet clothing because you might squeeze out? Why? Why? I separated the pen from my use because of, you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. That's a cliche, right? So we have to figure out, why did you separate it? Is it that it's unusable, so it's like Eitzim Vavanim and it's a Stufo? And therefore, if you drop that sock in the middle of the living room, and your wife says, why are the socks here? You said, oh, they're wet. And she says, okay, well, don't leave the socks. We have the guests coming. What do you say to her? You can't, the socks have to stay there the whole Shabbos, because they're going to go out, milk some achas gufo. Or do we say, well, even for pikuach nefesh, I understand. But we pointed out, by the way, that even if it would be muksa, even if it would be klisha malachtala iser, because you're not allowed to move it because you might squeeze out, even then we said that doesn't qualify as makoma, tzorach makoma, right? Just not liking something where it's positioned because it doesn't make you feel Shabbos thick, or it's embarrassing when the guests come, that's not enough to move it, machmas klisha malachtala iser. So either way, you're not going to be able to move that sock all Shabbos long.
It's on its way all by itself.
We're going to talk about that. Yeah. We're going to talk about that. So now let's take the little deviation. Let's move off the topic and get into the sugya of wet clothing. Let's move all the way out of Hilchos Muktzah into the Shulchan Aruch, source number four. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Aleph. It's a very long siman. There's all the way at the end of the siman. Siman says Sif Mem Hey. Siman Shin Aleph talks about a lot of different things, but not Moksa. Oh, actually, no, it's a different type of Moksa, I think. Sorry. I know, I think it's before Hilchos Moksa. Misha Nashu Kelev Amayim. If you get your socks saturated in water, you walk in a puddle, so you're allowed to continue walking with your wet clothing. Holy Fahem. I don't know if these socks are different, but if you get drenched on Shabbos, totally drenched, you're allowed to continue walking in your wet clothes.
What did you do? Take your clothes off?
Well, if you're wearing a jacket, I have a t-shirt, sixes, shirt, and a jacket on top.
So what's better, to hold it and walk with it, or just take it off? Like, what's your option?
Leave it somewhere. I don't know. Leave it somewhere. Okay, it's mutter, so that we don't have to speak out. Velo yishtachem lenagvam. But of course, you're not allowed to spread it out to dry. It's wet, right? Especially a suit jacket. If you slump it up, you're not allowed to hang it out to dry. Because what will people assume? They think that you washed your suit jacket. We don't wash suit jackets, but if you hang it out to dry, let's at least talk about on the clothesline. If you hang it on the clothesline, then people are going to think you did the laundry on Shabbos morning. So you're not allowed to hang it on the clothesline. You're going to hang it in your bathroom. In the shower, and above the tub, shame shamrom, even there it's aser. Wow. Because we know that Maris Ayin is also Afilu Chadri Chador. Remember, this is Shulchan Aruch talking. Wow, I don't know if I knew this. It's good, I'm reading it with you. Below Asu, Tafeach HaMenasa has Piyat. Yeah, if you were in the downpour yesterday, your jacket was Tafeach HaMenasa has Piyat. Yes. And therefore, you're not allowed to hang it up in the bathtub. You're allowed to continue wearing it. When you get home, you could take it off and
put on a hanger?
Throw it on the floor in the tub.
Could you put on a hanger in the
shul? Okay, I hear that. You could hang it over the chair.
If you put on a hanger in the shul, the people don't think that. I mean, is it?
No, that's not a clothing. No,
you're putting it somewhere, right?
Nobody does that anymore. Therefore, wouldn't be a Gemara Seinfeld.
I don't know. I mean, if you have if your wife has a delicate blouse or a delicate dress. Who has a? I don't know. Who has a line?
But nobody puts over the
top. If you have delicate sometimes you do. Okay. Below Asru, but keep in mind, this Isser of hanging wet clothing is only if you actually do the Maisa Tzliya, the actual hanging. Below Asru, right up to the Kusamfa. Below, I'm in the middle of the source number four. Below Asru, Ela Shatzchan v'Shabbos. Only to hang it on Shabbos itself. Avalim Shatak me'erev Shabbos, Kelam l'chubasim. But if you had a thing that came out of the wash, it's wet. And you want it to dry, you hang it up 5 minutes before you come to Mincha, then you can leave it hanging. That's not called Maris Ayin. It's not like, oh, Shabbos is going to be Maris Ayin, people will thank you. No, because the Maisa of hanging it is where the Maris Ayin, the Isra Maris Ayin, is found. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in source number five, Al Kain, when we talk about this issue of not hanging wet clothing, even in the bathroom where no one sees, because of Maris Ayin, Aluntis, if you have a towel, Shemavil Be'er Shavuz Kshu Lachmi Beis Amrech, as you come back from the mikveh, and you carry with you yourself a wet towel, you hang it up, L'nagva, to dry, Mivald Yomal, still Friday. V'lo Yom Tinad Acher Shkiyah. Let's say you dive by the Hasidim, and you don't have to go to Mincha till later. So Shkiyah, it's already, you have to make sure you take care of your Shabbos, think of things before Shkiyah, you have to hang it up before Shkiyah. Let's say you want this towel tomorrow, or you want these things that came out of the laundry, the washing machine, I should say. You're going to want to wear them tomorrow. There's a pair of there's an undershirt there. There's a pair of socks that are going to match the suit you're going to wear tomorrow. So you want to hang it and use it for tomorrow. Is that okay? Yes. In Hutzarach lo lamachal l'tzarach Shabbos. Oh, you could even maybe make it and hang it during Bein
Hashmashas.
Actually, just be careful not to be so.
How can you do that?
So why is it? Right, so isn't this Miga this Gesai? We're going to talk about that shortly. We're going to tell you about that. No, I don't think Tzar Shabbos will give you a heter. No, that's just a heter while we're allowing it. It's a gzera d'rabban on shemius fetenu that we're suffik made one. Right, so since it's only a concern, we don't want to handle it. But the Migadis Kitsa, if it was real Muktzah, Migadis Kitsa wouldn't be taken off the Tzar Shabbos. So therefore, it never. Okay, we'll see more. Sif Mem Vav says the Shulchan Aruch, again, back to the Shulchan Aruch, source number six. Begon Mashruyim B'mayim. If you have clothes that were, again, soaked, also not Mesom Chla'esh. You have a radiator. I remember Washington Heights, we had, in my apartment in Washington Heights, we had a radiator, and that radiator, mamish, could get mamish hot. In our apartment building, it could get, during the winter, it could get, the radiator could be, certainly if you touch it, it could burn it. Yeah. We used to sleep with our windows open, all winter long. Sometimes the air conditioner on all winter long. We didn't have to pay for heating because it's part of the building, but air conditioner we had to pay. So it was.
And you already have radiator in the bathrooms, for hanging spread
clothes. Oh yeah, you have a hanger, a heater to hang. All right. So to hang it on that would be also, of course. Why? Because that would be bishul, right? If you hang a wet clothing on a radiator, that's cooking, literally cooking, because the radiator could be. Yes, lettuce was much less than people think. My body heat is how much? 98.6. Where does Yatzla Dispo, or possible Yatzla Dispo, begin? The Moshe says once it's 106, it already might be Yasloshbo, the Shlomo Zalman, very low. Once it's 106, it might almost be Yasloshbo. We're already in the realm of avoiding. We're not sure. We're not, there's a range of doubt between 106 and 160. 106 is 8 degrees more than me. Than you.
106, you'd be in the hospital. You wouldn't be.
Right, but if I touch something that's 106, you wouldn't even burn it. And not in a, if you touch a warm radiator, that could be 120. So that could already be, what's it called? That could already be Bishel. That's what I'm trying to say. If you bring liquid to Yad Lodisbo, that could be Bishel. That's why you can't put it somewhere else. So that's Ramah, and this is the main point. But on Shabbos, these wet clothing, also letaltlam, although we said you're allowed to continue wearing them, but on Shabbos, also letaltlam, to handle them is also Shema Yavah L'day Sfita. Some Kzer D'Rabban, you might come to Sfita. Well, that's only if you care about the water, I guess, which doesn't really happen. Of course, you're not supposed to walk on Shabbos in a place where you could slip into water, so that I guess you shouldn't be running on a dock on Shabbos, because you might come to soak your clothes or come to sleep. Fine. Okay. Okay. Summit Larry, that's the Mishnah Berurah, top of page 2. So that's number 7. He makes our point about not putting something in a radiator. The Asal Anichna al Hatanah b'malchim sheyatzla d'zbam. You can't put the clothing on an oven where it's yatzla d'zbam. But all in the Shon Bazaar, people fall in this area, b'avonoser oven. Because we have radiators, furnaces in the olden days. Shemanichim b'chorif b'godim lakim al tanur cham l'nagvan. You put them on a furnace to warm them up. To dry them. What about if you know that your radiator, you have central air, and during the winter you have forced air, central air, some other heating system in your house, that doesn't get yatzla this boat, but it is warm, and maybe there's even air blowing out, so it'll definitely dry your clothes. So are you allowed to put the clothes in close proximity or on that system that you have to dry it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's Malkush, Eina Yasla Desbaham, or maybe it's the edge of your heaters, then you will be allowed to. Mutzal Naglan. Shalo Yanitham, as long as you don't spread them out as though they're hanging, because that's going to be the different Isser, that it looks like you're drying, you did a laundry on Shabbos. But also Tafel, what is this Isser of handling saturated clothing? Dafka Kishen Nashru B'mayim Merubim. That's only if they soaked in a lot of water. If you just walk through a normal rain and you come home and your jacket, yes, it's wet, but it's low kashir and shiyavu de sita. Fine. Okay. Let's look. Let's skip to the Shulchan Aruch Source 10. I want to get to the bottom of this story regarding if I have wet clothing on Friday afternoon, the prohibition or the permissibility of being able to handle those wet clothing or even wear those wet clothing if they dry off by Shabbos morning. Okay, so again, you have socks, you did a laundry right for Shabbos, you came, you're traveling, you got home Friday at 5, you threw in the laundry, you said, okay, my socks won't be great for tonight, but I'll have good nice socks for tomorrow, and what are you going to do about those socks? They're wet when Shabbos comes in because you use those socks. So we have the highest level of muksa, which we never, I have avoided speaking about it in the past 25 shiurim, called Grogros Vitzimukim. Grogros Vitzimukim is the paradigm of Hilchas Muksa. Muksa literally means it's set aside mentally. What's the greatest mental setting aside that you could do? I have grapes, and I have figs, and I want to dry them on my roof. The way it works with drying grapes is that when they're raw, they're delicious, and when they're raisins, they're delicious. But the middle 2 weeks, they're inedible. I put them up on my roof, and they're inedible. A week into the lying on my roof, when Friday comes in, they're inedible. So, of course, they're muksa. Now, what happens if there's a lot of sun Shabbos morning, and by Shabbos afternoon, a week and a half in, they become fully raisined, and they're completely edible? So that's going to be, since when Shabbos came in, you were completely matzi yudas from them. You said, I'm not going to have these, so that's going to be muktzah. And of course, even if it becomes ro'i on Shabbos, certainly if it doesn't become ro'i on Shabbos, it's totally also because you completely separate your mind from ever using them. But even if it ends up becoming ro'i to yes to use on Shabbos, it's still going to be also to use even after they do become edible because of migah this kitzai, ben ashmashos this kitzai l'fulayom. Fine. Now with that in mind, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, who introduces us this concept of grogos and simulkin. These grapes that you, and dates and figs that you put up on your roof to dry. But the chazav lo chazav, on Friday afternoon, they're almost edible. Like if you were starving on a desert island, you would eat them, but they're not really, you know, sun-made raisins couldn't sell it, you know, successfully. So you can eat the achli, you can eat the achli, some people would eat it, some people wouldn't eat it. Oh, so then it depends. It's going to be a little bit more specific. If when Friday said, you know what, I might use these on Shabbos. So what did that intent do that you had on Friday afternoon saying to yourself, I might want to use these? You already said, took away the haksa, the separation from your mind, and you made them yes available to your mind. So azmanei is the opposite of maksa. So therefore, nafikle, they left the Torah's maksa, the ilo. But if you weren't mazman, then there was still this half-half, you know, normal people wouldn't really eat them under normal circumstances, then it doesn't become permitted. Hold on. Let's say they are not edible, and you said, I want to use them, that's meaningless. It's an inedible item. Hazman alav milsa. Yeah, hazman alav milsa. What's your question?
What happens if it's valid that you're going to eat tomorrow? Let's say it's a 2 week process.
And the second week. Let's look at the next source. Actually, it's not going to be the same thing. It might be the next source. It's not exact, but it might apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah, source 11. Kosu haposkin. Ema sayamirin disketzoi ben ashlajas land. Do we say that since it was off limits when Shabbos comes in, that even if it becomes ready on Shabbos, it's still muktzah because migah disketzoi ben ashlajas disketzoi l'fulayom? When do we say that? Dafka dvarim. Look at the next three words. Shegomro bidei. Excuse me. Gomro bidei shamayim. What do those three words mean? It means you can't control when they will become ready. It's out of your hands. It is a process, a heavenly process that is not in your hands. Whenever it happens, it happens. It's not up to you. You can't make it happen any faster. That's when we say migdus kitzai. Kagon grogros. Te'enig marm elai dechom hachama. They only ripen through the sun's warmth. And maybe what might happen, v'shema yeh yom, this might answer your question, Rabbi Kanner, v'shema yeh yom anan v'shabbos. Maybe it will be a cloudy day. And you're not going to have the drying of the sun. V'asaf taitim anayo, and therefore, you're not going to be able to end up using them. However, aval, davash nigmar bidei adam, something that is nigmar bidei adam. What do those words mean? Nigmar bidei adam means that it is within the, right, when Shabbos comes in, it's muktzah. But it's within the human capacity to make it, yes, usable. It's in my control. Or maybe I live in sunny Los Angeles, where it's during August, where it's sunny 29 out of 30 days, and there's no such thing as a cloudy day, and it's always sunny, it's always hot. So maybe that would be called Gomro Bidei Adam. You're in control. Not that you could change anything, but it's definite that it's going to become ready. You can, either not you do it, but the world around it, the environment, will definitely make it ready. I think that will be your answer. For example, you put water on dates, and that makes them soak up and turn into mead, right? Mead. After bevada in rolling ben hashmashes, even though when you, if you would pour the water, you would, I don't know, make pickles, right? You pour the pickling solution onto a cucumber right before Shabbos. So when Shabbos comes in, these pickles aren't really edible. The water is not really pickle juice. But by Shal Shudis, maybe, again, it probably takes longer, but by Shal Shudis, maybe it would be okay. So, Ben HaShemashis, they're not ready. Lo HaTmar v'lo HaMayim. Zlo lo kol to tam tmar. The water didn't absorb the flavor from the dates, didn't turn into meat, and Shiyuru Yilashtiyah v'gam HaTmarim le'es ata lo chazyan. Nothing's ready right now during Ben HaShemashis. However, since you know that you are in the control of this process, your pickling solution will impact your mead making activities will make it ready, so you're not misyech das al yom haShabbos she moksim achmaseh, because he'll be yodel hashosin ad lamachar she yikal to tamat tomorrow. Then it would become ready. So with this in mind, if you're in a process, if you set something up in a process, then you can make sure that it would be ready. Then migadis ketsai will not sit in. When do we say migadis ketsai? If something is not in your control, it won't definitely become mutter. But if you know when Shabbos comes in, that it will definitely become mutter in the middle of Shabbos, and it's in your control to do, then maybe you never have the migadis ketsai. Once it's hakam becomes mutter, you'll be able to use it. With that in mind, we're going
to
finish up. I know we have to finish up. We're going to go through three tiny one-line tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein that all talk about this style of laundry, dryers, washing machines, Friday afternoon. Okay, halach l'maisa. Begadim. What?
12.
Number 12, the bottom of page 2. Igros Moshe Arachayah Kelekei, Simen Chav Beis. Paragraph Chavav. I believe that this is in his long list of questions that was asked to him by Rabbi Bodner, who put it in his Muktzah book, the English, the art school English Muktzah book, presented to Moshe a list of like 30 questions, short questions, but obviously for somebody holding in Hilchas Muktzah, it's just like one-liners. Very specific scenarios. Moshe, what do you say? So look at his question. You have clothing that are fully wet. They're moist enough that you can moisten something else. It's fully wet. Be'er Shabbos. Utzvalan al chevel kvisa. And you hung them on a?
Clothesline.
Look at how he spelled clothesline. Clothesline. Not clothesline. 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 Li'avshav basis. You hung it on a clothesline to hang it. Imutzal harita b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to take it down on Shabbos? If, when did you do it? You did it in a way that you hung up a sock on Friday afternoon, and a sock, a normal sock, would be ready by Shabbos morning. It's just a sock. It's not like a big, heavy, multi-layered item. Oh, this is very no good. Sometimes you go to a hotel. You go to a hotel, you don't have so many clothes with you. And Taka, one of the things that you wanted to wear got wet. So what do? You hang it in that, they have that little clothesline in the shower sometimes. You have a hotel that has those? Tension line, right? That you hang it in the shower. And it's going to be ready on Shabbos. Could you wear it on Shabbos? Says the Moshe. In B'shas, Kliyas HaVigod Be'er Shabbos. Hayu Re'uyim Be'vadi Ligmar HaYivash B'Shabbos. Right? Don't we count it? Havilei? That makes it, even though it's not your active involvement, but it's the environment that's doing it. But since it's definitely going to happen, kid, Gomro be the other, says, though you are in control of this, and therefore once it dries, it's going to be much of a use. Achain, however, let's say you come back from the pool on Friday afternoon in the hotel, and you have you wore your socks in the pool, you forgot to take off your socks. And you jumped in, and you left your socks, on the floor next to the shower before you jumped into the shower. You didn't hang them on a clothesline. The lotzlan is yavish. The shakl gamri al begodam elu. You didn't think about it. Afal pishir uim is yavish b'Shabbos. Even though they will end up drying on Shabbos over the course of the natural process on Shabbos itself, ain bina kigol videi adam umuktzim hay. Wow, incredible! If you take a sock and you hang it up to dry, you prepare it. That means your intent is to use it. When it dries, will be mutter. If you didn't hang your sock, you left your socks on the floor and they happened to dry, you hit a santana. If you leave wet socks, you come back from the pool on Friday afternoon, you leave your socks on the floor in a pile and they're wet because you jumped into the pool with your socks on. Even though they'll be dry by Shabbos morning, those socks are muktzah because clothing that's saturated with water is muktzah because you might squeeze it out. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. Why can't you squeeze out things on Shabbos? What's the imalach of squeezing out on Shabbos? Svita. You know what svita is?
Squeezing
part of borer or dash.
Squeezing.
Okay. Let's look at one or two more applications. Next case. It says Moshe in the same simon at the end of this simon. Begodim shenishar b'machonas hayibush. You left clothing in the dryer. This happens all the time. You leave clothing in the dryer on Friday afternoon during Ben Hashmashas. Even better. Are they moksa? So on Shabbos, let's think for a second. Let's assume there's no electricity. When the dryer is off, taking the opening of the door, there's no electricity. What about the door? The door is at worst a klisha malachal iser that's in your way. If you have a klisha malachal iser that's in your way, that's definitely moktil l'tzarech makoma. So no question of opening up the dryer. What about the clothing that were wet when Shabbos came in? Huh. Sender Moshe, also lahach nis begadim l'machon b'er Shabbos, kadesh yisiyav shu b'sofa shazi, not allowed to set up a dryer on Friday afternoon, because a totally different sugya, because of a rechayim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have a mill run on Shabbos because it's so loud, people think you're working on Shabbos. So if you have a dryer running on Shabbos, people will think you're doing laundry on Shabbos. So you can't even do it on Friday. If you set it up so that it should dry on Shabbos, he calls this muktzah. Interesting.
It's not like putting something up your
shoulder. So he says, right, it's not like putting up your because this makes noise. That's the difference, yeah. Now, besides noise, by the way, when you look outside of a house, you have a pipe that goes to the outside, there's that steam. So if you set it up on Friday afternoon after you run to Mincha, you're having steam coming out. So is that like Rechaim? There's no sound. Usually Rechaim, the problem is it's a big noise. Everyone hears the mill grinding. You're right. Maybe it's right. I hear that.
There's no skull. It's the same point. You hear it, you think it's going
to be. I hear it. You're right. But when he's saying you don't have the right to make up new sin, the Xera is Hashem's skull, which is true. Okay. But he's going to clarify this point to the next sin. Sender Moshe, the God of Shanish Aru, Bishavas, Machanas, Yivosh, Krisa, if you have a clothing you have clothing in the dryer. Are they mukzah? Vehine. Begad. Let's assume. Vehine. Begad. The shnisher bechavana bemachanas hayibush. Mutal hotziyam shalos Shabbos. Yes. If there is clothing that's left in the dryer, you can take it out. It's mutal to take it out on Shabbos. However, vim shkacham. But if you forgot that they were there, aser. Why? Look at this. Because if you intentionally left the clothing in the dryer. I'm not sure. What is that? Because Shehishu b'chavana, when you left in there intentionally, Yeshlon olitlas, we could assume b'stama d'loyo b'dayto l'astron, eladayto l'ayin d'mitztarach yichachasam l'avshon. If you know that they're there, right, it's not like the cleaning lady did the laundry. You have no idea where things are. You did the laundry, and you left it there Friday, and whatever, you knew it was there, and you knew it was there, and you wanted to do it before Shabbos, so that, if you need it on Shabbos, you'll take it on Shabbos. But if you had no idea, the cleaning lady did it, you had no idea, then it will be muksa because it was, put away and not to use for Shabbos. Vim yomar, shema shalo lotcham hayom yishum yitiyasa shalo yisaytlam. If the reason why you didn't take them is because you put it in the wash, and you purposely didn't take it out because you didn't want to use them on Shabbos, then it will be muksa. So how are we coming out? How are we coming out? We're coming out that wet clothing is muksa. If you have wet clothing that are definitely going to dry, and you hung them up to dry, they will be mutter in the middle of Shabbos, because that's like gomer be the adam. If it's in the dryer before Shabbos, and it's dry, and you wanted to use them, or you think you might use them, that will definitely be mutter to open up the dryer on Shabbos. If you left them drying in the drying process on Shabbos, that Ramosha doesn't like using a dryer, even if you put it in before Shabbos, he doesn't like the dryer working. Now, we could argue, if you have a silent dryer, I believe I have a silent, I think I saw, the word says the word silent on it.
Very quiet.
So if you have these silent dryers, then maybe the whole Isser Rechayim. If you have buckles, it goes clank. If you have undershirts, it doesn't go clank. So if you can't hear it outside the room, that might be okay. Okay, so we should be zocha to be shomer halacha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.